Welcome to Before You Brew, the series where I go over the archetype options for a specific commander and what the advantages and disadvantages of each archetype are. Today we are going to be covering Vorinclex, Monstrous Raider, so please subscribe. Vorinclex, Monstrous Raider is a leak from Kaldheim, and it reads 4 green green for 6/6. Legendary creature Phyrexian Praetor with trample and haste. If you would put one or more counters on a permanent or player, put twice that many of each of those kind of counters on that permanent or player instead. And if an opponent would put one or more counters on a permanent or player, they put half that many of each of those kinds of counters on that permanent or player instead. Rounded down. This is an incredibly powerful card and can work with any archetype that cares about counters. So the biggest four would be +1/+1 counters, Infect, Super Friends, and a combination of all of the above. This is very similar to Atraxa, and almost all the archetypes you see with Atraxa can also be played with Vorinclex, but you're in mono green, so you have slightly less options. The first category is +1/+1 counters. +1/+1 counters are going to be pretty similar to most +1/+1 counters, but there are a few key advantages. One thing would be moving counters around a lot. For example, Forgotten Ancient is 3 and a green for 0/3. Whenever a player casts a spell, you may put a +1/+1 counter on Forgotten Ancient. You actually put 2 +1/+1 counters on Forgotten Ancient. And at the beginning of your upkeep, you may move any number of +1/+1 counters from Forgotten Ancient onto other creatures. So you can then move them onto other creatures, and when they're placed on those other creatures, they will be doubled again. So in reality, you're going to get 4 +1/+1 counters on creatures for every single spell that a player casts. The next thing you can take advantage of is doubling effects. So take, for example, Primordial Hydra. Primordial Hydra is X green green for creature Hydra 0/0. It enters the battlefield with X +1/+1 counters on it. And at the beginning of your upkeep, double the number of +1/+1 counters on Primordial Hydra. So if you think about this, it's not going to double. It's going to triple. And it has trample as long as it has 10 or more +1/+1 counters on it. So let's say we cast this where X equals 4. So at the beginning of your upkeep, it is going to triple. It is instantly going to become a 12-12, which is a good hit. Then let's say we go to the next turn. We get this upkeep trigger again, and suddenly Primordial Hydra is a 36-36. You are going to be able to one-shot an opponent by waiting 2 turns and paying 6 mana. The next category is Planeswalkers, also known as Super Friends. If you play a Planeswalker, it will enter with double the loyalty counters. And if you activate a loyalty ability that adds loyalty, it will add double the loyalty. So we have 3 main ways to take advantage of this. One is a Planeswalker we cast where we can instantly use what is called its ultimate. This is its biggest minus and is usually quite difficult to get and incredibly powerful. The second is it's just good value. And the third is it's going to be easy to get an ultimate. Might not be instant, but it's going to be easy to ultimate and you're going to get good value. An example of number one instant ultimate would be Nissa, Who Shakes the World. Nissa, Who Shakes the World is 3 green green for a legendary Planeswalker Nissa. Whenever you tap a forest for mana, add an additional green. And it starts with 5 loyalty, or doubled, 10 loyalty. And it has a -8, which you can activate the turn that you play it. You get an emblem with lands you control have indestructible. Search your library for any number of forest cards, put them onto the battlefield tapped, then shuffle your library. So you are going to instantly be able to get all of your forests out and just have piles and piles of mana. And Nissa will stay out where you can just activate her +1 ability to put 3 +1/+1 counters on up to 1 target non-creature land you control. Untap it, it becomes a 0/0 elemental creature with vigilance and haste that's still a land. Nissa, Voice of Zendikar, is one green green for three loyalty legendary planeswalker Nissa. Plus one, create a 0/1 green plant creature token. Negative two, put a +1/+1 counter on each creature you control. So it's actually going to put two +1/+1 counters on each creature we control. And negative seven, which is only one higher than the six it starts at, and would only take one turn after we cast the planeswalker to activate, is you gain X life and draw X cards, where X is the number of lands you control. So we can see with this how we can instantly ultimate and how we can just get incredible value with these cards. And the third category is Infect. If you do not know, Infect is a keyword that reads, this creature deals damage to creatures in the form of -1/-1 counters and to players in the form of poison counters. All the damage dealt to creatures will be doubled. You will put double the number of -1/-1 counters. And the damage dealt to players will also be doubled. You will put double the number of poison counters. And if an opponent has 10 poison counters, they lose the game. So 10 is your magic number. But this 10 is going to be halved because all of our damage is doubled. So the magic number really is 5. So this gives us three numbers we care about. 5 damage if we want to one hit kill someone, 3 damage if we want to two hit kill someone, and 2 damage if we want to three hit kill someone. And if we have 3 damage and we have 2 damage, we can attack with them both and we can one hit kill someone. So a good example of 5 would be Phyrexian Juggernaut. 6 mana for 5/5 with Infect, and it has to attack each turn if able. Simple, but if it gets through, it is just going to kill someone. A good example of something with 3 power could be Spinebiter. Spinebiter is 4 green green for 3/4 with Infect. You may have Spinebiter assign its combat damage as though it weren't blocked. So you can kill someone with 2 hits as long as they don't kill that. And Viridian Corruptor is 1 green green for a 2/2 with Infect. And when it enters the battlefield, destroy target artifact. So this is going to be dealing 2 damage, so you can attack with it with Infect. And as additional value, you get to destroy an artifact. So that's the main idea of Infect. You just have to think about these magic numbers. The last category is a mishmash of categories. You are sacrificing synergy in order to get the best cards. This isn't great for budget, but it can work incredibly well.
Made it to the end of this video, you probably enjoyed it, so please like, subscribe, leave a comment, and join my Discord server. Link in the description. There is also links in the description to whatever I talked about in this video, so it should all be there. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next time.